Does 2-0 flatter Dundalk?
I think so on the night. I think it was a tight game, you know. I think the result doesn't really do it justice. I think we held our own in that game. We had our chances to score goals, and look, they took their chances and we didn't take ours, and I think that was the difference on the night.
Your keeper made 3 or 4 outstanding saves from great free kicks.
Yeah, look, the lads put the work in the training ground. I know Barry McNamee made some top deliveries, and we had our chances from set pieces, so we're disappointed not to come away with something.
What happened to the first goal? It seemed like the defence just kind of stood still and
I know Mickey Duffy gets free down the left and he puts in a ball and it's cleared back out to him, you know, and just on the second phase we switched off. I haven't had a chance to look at it again, but look, this can happen, and as I said, you know, they just took their chances on the night, and I felt like they just got the rubber to green on the night. So
even at 1-0, Derry were still well in it. The penalty kind of kills it then.
Yeah, I think we came in at half time with confidence, knowing, you know, we were well in the game, and maybe we should have had more confidence from the start. You know, I thought first half we were good, but yes, as you say, the timing is everything when it comes to goals, and you know, just coming straight back out at half time, we just a little tweaking game plan, but they score straight away and everything goes out the window, do you know what I mean? So it is very disappointing, you know. That's our third penalty in 6 games, you know, conceded, and you know, just cheap goals given away, you know, that can make a difference. So but look, we won't get downbeat. I think we held our own, and we have held our own against some top opposition in the first 6 games. So I think we have confidence to go from here moving forward, you know.